subscribers for them, and I won a trip to Pittsburgh. Mom gave me two nickels to go on that trip to Pittsburgh, and I brought one nickel back.
That's right.
I sound like a joke. You talk about poor. We was poor.
You say there was a black man who played the banjo?
No.
Yeah. I knew. Right across the street from us where we
could be.
What was his name?
I can't think of his name. I'm sorry. But he was a picker. Not just playing banjo. He was one of them pickers like you see on television, these country pickers.
How long ago was that?
Oh, Lord. It's been back in the
30s. Now, when we were going up, the most popular country western singer was Jimmy Rogers. He was the one that done the yodeling all around Watertown. Hey, everybody idolized him. He's the one that started the yodeling. But around this area, a guitar was a black man's instrument. Nobody played a guitar around here. Black man. Black man played the blues.
When you played for a Hungarian dance, was there ever any trouble with those things?
Mm-hmm. With what?
When you played at a Hungarian dance.
They had trouble. You mean with the audience fighting?
No. You mean it was public? Yeah, it was public at one time. You know, they would what they would do, they wanted to crash the door. Uh-huh. They don't want to pay to get in. Uh-huh. And his brother-in-law, one time, there was five of them wanted to crash the door. And the brother-in-law's uncle was selling tickets. And his brother-in-law was dancing with his sister. And one of the guys that tried to crash in hit his uncle. And then his brother-in-law seen what happened. He went up on the stage and he grabbed a leg off of the table. Hey, Hungarians, they're highly tempered. I mean, they're crazy. But I'll tell you, there were seven of them.
You better believe it.
And there were seven of them, and every one of them left. Hey, he's going to kill. You remember when the old Toad had to hit that guy with that flashlight?
Wasn't that awful?
Almost killed me.
Sitting there.
Well, he was sitting in the bench.
And he clobbered him with a flashlight.
Hit him with a flashlight, bit his head open, the blood was all over the place. And here they had a constable that was supposed to take care of the public, and he was so drunk up, somebody even took his gun out of his holster.
Yeah,
Never forget. Now, that's what you put
on. That's
what
he said that hit the guy in the head with a
flashlight.
But see,
there wasn't no
work together, the coal mine and stuff. But when I got on a plane at Budapest, I'm coming on my way home, and I sat by this couple, man and his wife. And he was the brother to this guy that hit that.
Right?
Yeah, small world living in Budapest.
What about, now you were telling me about these bacon roasts they used to have.
Oh, yeah.
You ever remember
that? That's tradition. Yeah. That's just like having a cookout with hot dogs or marshmallows. See, back in, they're talking about cholesterol. Let me tell you, them old Hungarian people, they live to be 90, 95. And if they're going to die with cholesterol, boy, they eat the bacon. That what they did to get the bacon, to put it on a stick, and they would split the bacon and, you know, so the grease would come out. Uh-huh. They would get this bread.
Vienna bread. My daddy sliced it long ways.
Let me tell you, it's delicious. Now, now what you do, you can chop pepper up, green pepper, onions. Put this on, then you get this grease and you soak it in your AMK. It's delicious.
When he was in Hungary, this came on the news and in the newspaper. He said one of the delicacies he ever experienced was a bacon roast in Hungary.
He just took the grease from the bacon and put it on
and
the bread?
Now, the real bacon roaster, not me, I'm impatient, for I want my bread, so I'm sticking that bacon in the fire so it really starts getting. But the real bacon roaster, he'll not let his bacon touch the fire, get where the heat is.
You don't burn it, see?
Yeah.
Now, a lot of these people, even roasting wieners, they burn it too. Yeah. You're not supposed to do that. But they always have bacon roast. Oh, we're going to have bacon roast. Hey, that was a big thing. Mm-hmm. Not only the Hungarian people, the Polish, they had theirs, and they roasted sausages. Whatever you had, that's what you put in.
Was there a special Hungarian sausage?
Húzka.
Yeah, they made
this. Húzka.
Oh, man, I'll tell you, that's delicious. My mother used to always have hogs. You butcher the hogs, and then my dad would catch the blood. Now, the blood that wouldn't clot, that blood wasn't no good. The only blood she would catch is the one that was clotted. Uh-huh. All right, then she would take the casing, the intestines, and scrape all that old stuff off. Hey, back
then
that's what they did back in them days. Then she would get a sausage meal, and she would chop up the liver of the hog, And
put some rice in it too and stuff.
Well,
like
whatever
that.
The ingredients. Yeah. And she put rice in it and cooked all this stuff up in there. And then she put it in a sausage mill and pushed it in it. You put the casing on the tube.
It had the blood in there too, though.
That's mixed with the blood. Uh-huh. And stuff.
It's already cooked. Yeah. This is all cooked before you put it in the pot in the sausage mill.
Yeah.
Cheyenne still got one.
He does.
And boy, I wonder. Hey, she loves it. And
you like Utica?
Oh, she loves
it. You know,
but
that was the one thing I did not care for.
Oh, it was made right. That's why.
Oh, Mom made it too.
You never had hogs.
I'm telling you, they had hogs.
We had hogs.
You know,
we
had to go out every farm and buy our hogs.
Oh,
that
what you
hogs.
Did. But I'm talking about if you bought the, you went down dead and you bought that hoof, there wasn't no good.
Oh, that was years later after I was married. But I'm talking about
Let me ask him, how did you kill the hogs and stuff?
Pardon?
Clean them. How did you kill them and clean them?
How did you clean them?
Yeah.
Kill them.
Well, the Hungarian people, I tell you, the Hungarian style is this. The American style is that after they shoot him or knock him in the head with a sledgehammer, then they would put him in the water and take the skin off the hide. And now the Hungarian, after they clean him and kill him, and they burn all the hair off of him.
That's right.
With straw and they scrape it. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, when that gets through, you could take that skin and you could eat that skin. Not bad. Hey, you got to know how to do it because you're burning. Once you put too much straw, that's going to pop open. Hey.
Wait a minute. What did they do with the straw?
You made clusters
out
of it. You burned all the hair
you
off behind his ears.
You put the straw
and
on the hog and you light the straw with the match and catch it on fire. And then as it's burning and you watch and rub all this hair
you
off.
Scrape
and you
scrape it
keep
off
doing
and
that till, yeah, till you get all the hair off.
Uh-huh. Hey, this bro, I got to tell you.
That's
Bill,
all your stuff.
No, I'm talking about your dad now. the one and only time he was going to kill a hog for us. Now, he got this axe, and he hit that hog right in the forehead. You talk about inflatables, you probably don't remember this. And Cheyenne and Steve and me and my brother, that hog broke loose up there in the cat, and we run that hog all over the cat. That hog went crazy. He hit him in the head with a sledgehammer.
You know what they did?
Good old
they got. They're going to shoot the hog. Now, you have to know where to shoot that hog. Now, you got to they shot him down there above his nose, and that bone is like concrete. I seen old bow-legged hooks out there. He shot that hog 5 times with a 30, with a 38, and that pig, that hog was all over the camp, running loose, honest. Now, what they did years ago, I don't believe, they get a hammer. Now, the slaughterhouse used to do that in Chicago. They'd get a sledgehammer. They kill cattle, they kill it, but now, not today. I don't know what they do. They might
I'd rather they didn't shoot them because
let's
I, you
see,
know,
today's
I don't believe in shooting an animal.
Today's the third.
Kill it,
third.
The bullet.
Does something.
Oh, well. Chigaño, chigaño.
Now I'm going to take this and then you take it. And it ain't going to be good. Thank you.
man got hold down all his life. He come here for Hungarian. Didn't he, Floyd?
It's good you got on standby, so you don't take your. That's, now, in order for you to get, you have to knock it off standby, and then. I love it. Now, what you're supposed to do in the hoedown or country western, you play the song, let the instrument come in, play the song, then the singer don't start over again. He plays the bridge and he finishes.
One more thing I wanted to bring out in the Hungarian band. Not makeshift like we
were. We had a vocalist.
Oh, I ain't talking about vocalists. But now, when the gypsy band would start out, folk song, slow folk song, he'd play the first stanza first, and then the band would come in. He'd always lead out with the first stanza, and then the band would just blend right in with him. They didn't all start at the same time. You know,
well, you're leaving a lot of stuff out. When the band, the leader, he got to program his dance. And what he does, he'll play three positives. He'll play three waltzes, and he'll play three foxtrots. See, that's the pattern, see?
We did that, yeah.
Francis, you got to have a system. You can't play turkey and straw or...
No, what I meant, though, when he would start out a halter toe, he said, you're my follow dog,
yeah, right.
And then the band would come.
Did you tell him about the time he went to Ida Man and Man come up and wanted a song? You know what he did? He put a $5 bill in your bowl. He put a $5 bill in this guy's bowl. He put a $5 bill in the saxophone. And he put a $5 bill in the same. There's six of us. Costing $30 for one song. But the man loved music.
Meredith Springs. The guy come, he says, play till I tell you to stop. So
yeah,
I don't know whether
right.
And we just play now. The fiddlers would take a break one at a time. Me, I just kept on hammering. What was that? We played for a half hour and he paid us $35. Good old
one Saturday afternoon, remember Keisha's farm down Reesburg?
Yeah, yeah.
We went down there, two of us. Might have somebody else. From 1 o'clock to 5, we made $70 tips. Remember?
Is that somebody's farm?
Yeah.
They rented this farm and had a picnic on, see? And they was out there dancing on the ground.
The Hungarians owned the farm, though, didn't it?
Huh?
Didn't Hungarians own the farm?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
But they had a Hungarian picnic.
Yeah.
Oh, you remember four guys? You
know, yeah,
guys.
Four
they're
guys.
Handy tote.
Yeah, the guy that hits the head of the guy that has $5 in the coal
mine. How do you like this?
That's nice.
Hey, this is my first one. Now, I bought this wood in Elkins. It's
Colonel Wade. That's from your country.
He wouldn't sell me the wood.
He's from Birch River.
Now, look there. Now, see, this is a 16-inch deal. Now, see, they don't...
We went up there
John is in Hungary and it's
yeah,
called Yamo.
So.
See it there?
And then he went Wednesday himself.
That's how
he
is.
Is that right?
They, it's
I didn't
Yamo.
Get
so him.
He still
couldn't
fight. He still couldn't fight. But
your name on the birth certificate,
Yamo? And then he told me he was coming up there.
But see, they always... Don't... Yamo? What's Janosch mean, huh?
John.
That's right. So I put my label in there. This is my label. Yeah. I mean, it's a 16-inch viola. I changed the name viola because I put a guitar neck on. Hey, let me tell you. This is better all that. Why do all that work?
And do you realize, though, you're insulting the viola by doing that?
Hey. Now, the first year I come up, I bought the old man's viola. You remember?
Mm-hmm.
This first time you saw that, this year.
Not when you got
home. But it was eight. But this has got a better tone hit.
So you made five these, you said?
Yeah, in my career.
When did you make your first one?
Oh, heck. I tried everything.
Jerry, you don't know what I. Them steel heads in my. See, my mom wouldn't have none of this day. Cause
hey, I didn't know John or John. I'm not calling you John. Joe?
His name is Jerry.
I didn't know back in them days. You learn as you work, you know.
Every time you make one.
But I got a master now. But I'm going to improve this. You see these bridges on here?
Yeah.
You see where the string is at?
Yeah.
I'm going to make it. See here, this is my idea. Individual. You can move. If this string is in position, I'm going to put him up where Roy belongs. Now these are string reducers. You got to put this in to get these tones. Otherwise, that string's going to break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like this, you know, like three different tones on the same string. With the bridge.
Hey, that is.
Hey, you're stepping on the tape.
I'm not. Now what? Now see, this is one. These are three strings. Now this string represents G sharp, B, and E. Uh-huh. Now they got three more on theirs over here. Hey, I knocked them off. You don't need them.
You better change this too when you get
to it. Well, I can do that.
Yeah.
But you must know what string to put here. You break any?
Have I broke any? I broke one the other day. First time in all them years. And it didn't break while I was playing. I'm trying to tune when he's called the sucker let loose. He just flew in.
Now here's the. There's.
Guys, talk. I'm going.
There's this.
Well,
this takes 29,000 for this, see? Or 12, see? That's a whole dulcimer symbol. So down here. But here's where the trouble is. Right here. Up here's the jury. You see the winding on these strings?
Yeah.
They cannot come over here. And they must come no further than
the winding has to stop.
Because the winding will hit the bridge, and it'll turn the string up. So I have to measure every one of these strings from, now see, I mean, I can get this long here. I order these from the piano. But I have to mark every string now. I gotta send them a diagram.
Have you ever priced this to anybody?
The old violin man, my teacher, he said I'll be worth $2,200. Oh, a lady called up, what she wants, Elsimer?
Elsimer.
For Christmas, what'd you tell her?
I said it's for sale for $2,200.
You didn't tell her that. You said my husband makes the, but he don't, they want the Appalachian.
Yeah.
She said, hey, you tell her
$800.
No, I can't put that kind of money. I wouldn't buy it for a Christmas present for my daughter. Hey, those kits, you know what they cost? $59. I can get them. It's a junk. But here's where you got to watch. The length of this string, see here? Now that piano company, he got to know what this is. Now, I got two strings, same length. These two, they're longer because, see? So, in other words, this string goes here, down under, see? Yeah. Now that's what you got to watch. That's why you have to have individual bridges, see?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that'll help. Remember, Joe, how we used to cut them out?
Mm-hmm.
So if you make these bridges, now these are individual. If I want to move this bridge, I'll move him under. See, it's back too far. But I'm going to, I didn't want to go and do all that. Because, hey, there's a lot of pressure on here. Did you tell them about the soundboard that came up and we put a bolt down?
Yeah. And you got all your measurements off that old original line?
No. I went to Cleveland, my friend.
He spent years in Cleveland where there was a lot of these things around.
Now this day, I can tell this like that in Cleveland. But
you're gonna leave it to me, aren't you?
Boo-ha.
What? You're gonna leave it
I'll
to me.
I'll lift you. Oh,
what's this with the right and left here? I don't understand this. What's this? One for the left hand, one for the right hand.
No.
They're identical.
I had a bone.
They're identical?
Yeah. I had a bone graft. I got. Had
oh,
that.
I'm sorry.
See, this hand is smaller than this one, so I must know. Because this finger is bigger than this one, see?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I make it. That's for me, not for you. I also had a bypass too. Hey, I went through a lot. But this is the string gauges. And it's sharp as I have. He said this string is wrong, so if it's wrong, the man put it on sharp is wrong. There are three more tunes. Hey, get that E flat there.
E flat.
E flat. It's here.
What? Oh,
now see. Now, if I make the next one, you want to get an E flat, you sure in hell don't have to go over here and get it. I'm going to put that where you got over here. You got an E. I'm going to put an E flat here too, see? Then you ain't got no, you haven't got this tone in the E flat. Only thing you got an E flat is here and here, see?
Mm-hmm.
And you ain't got no flats down here. Mm-hmm. This is a crazy instrument. This originated in China. Had a Chinese woman down my neighborhood. She got one.
She does?
She ain't not as good as this one. See now, the high string on the treble is an 18, see?
This
I was watching that man up there making them violins up there. I didn't say nothing. I came out there and I said, do you make violins? He said, no.
I got the tapes in there. You got, Tony said he'd give you tapes last summer.
How many different tunes do you think the band would play?
Bring a knife.
Different songs?
Oh, man, I'm telling you, you better
like
have.
Like I told you, Jerry, when you played the people with dancing, You had to play at least three songs without stopping.
That's right.
And playing each one of them twice.
We play the medley, see? Every time you, like, we change. Let's play one, show them how we form, how to do that. We'll play one, just one
you
time.
You're going to let me know when you're going to change?
We're not going to do, we're going to stick in the major. I don't want to jump from a major to a minor because that's what you don't like. See, now, if we did that here.
You know you want to, but it don't fit. We jump from major to minor. We've done that. We've done that with our second fiddler. He had bad habit of horning in with his favorite song sometimes. And we'd end one song in major and he started with minor. And them hung in people down there and had to start that. Look at it.
Play gypsy, dance gypsy. Chippies done that, right? Chippies
couldn't
you
play.
You never
he
liked
play in there.
Now that is
he
good.
Second
now here's what you do.
He wasn't a real hunter. I know part of his, but.
See, well, see,
he was a guy who thought he could play. And, you know what I'm saying?
They're playing harmony.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to have to go fly.
Let's play him one more couple of child last because that's what he's that's something slow so he can learn to play. This minor, let's get some major. Mean champagne then Alcosh out.
That's not major. That's not major. That's
minor. That's
minor.
That's all. He can learn minor. That's in G though. Thank you. like to play the cheap, but he just can't do it. It's easier for me to cheap. I don't have to go with him.
Sounds good.
Yeah, you're up here in third position. The old man and I, we differ in different viewpoints. Now he tried to tell me, now he will not play, he likes the, where'd you come from, where'd you go, where'd you come from, something like that. He likes that old bluegrass stuff, but he
what's his name?
Clayton Rawson. I'm telling you, he's the sweetest old man. He's number one.
He makes money.
He will not play.
Where's he from?
He's from Florida, down North Houston, Florida.
He's always up there.
He's a pattern maker.
But where did he live? Where did he come from?
He was born in Apopka. No, he where did Bernie teach at?
Oveta.
That's where he was born, in Oveta. And he was never been out of state. Of course, he'd been all over the United States. He takes his violin to the, all the festivals. Mm-hmm. Texas, hey, everybody loves him.
And his name is Rawlison.
Clayton Rawson. I got his card here.
Johnny, don't you have his picture in a newspaper?
Yeah, I got his picture here.
Hey, I'm gonna have to go.
Okay.
I'll say
too long. See, I gotta shorten them up.
When did you make your first?
It was in the early 60s, what?
Mm-hmm. Early 60s. And were you living in Florida then?
Yeah, I was living right there where Joey lives.
And you've made six of them, you say?
Five.
What year did we live down there? I made it before that. We did. We come from Cleveland. We came back to Birdsville.
48.
That's when it was. 49.
You made one then?
Well, I came. So we were renting off of Hal, and I had the Delson upstairs in the bedroom. Oh, extra bedroom. That's right. I'd work on the afternoon shift and I'd work on Belsimer after midnight after I took my shot.
What year did you go out to Cleveland?
I got
46.
I went 46. To Cleveland 46.
Uh-huh. And you played music like
but
that?
I was playing with them prior to that. See, we had a band, but then the war come out and war broke out and broke up the band.
The war broke up the band.
Now we were all in union now. We were all, see, when the war broke out, this one was drafted, that was drafted, and the band busted up. But during that, the war years, I got injured, see, in the coal mine. Mm-hmm. So I had to leave the coal mine, I couldn't do the work. So my friend that was the leader of the gang, he begged me to go to Cleveland, and I did. I'm a coal miner, I enjoyed my work. I worked in a factory, and boy, they was driving me like slaves. Mm-hmm. And we bought a home up there, and she wanted to come back because they were going to segregate or integrate, they had trouble with the colored people, and she didn't want us to send our kids with the country, see? And her brother was also principal here doing, and he was trying to protect the, I mean, that was his job. And they had him arrested and everything else because he was taken up for the civil rights thing. So we moved back to Fermo. And Al lost money. Anything to get away from, hey, the niggers was coming in, they're pushing you out. And you ought to see that neighborhood now. There ain't no neighborhood. But anyway, I come back and I got a job back in Fermo. I never even had a job when I packed up the furniture. We just loaded up and brought over to her dad and put it in the garage. And then I got a job. Boy, it was what, 2 days. I didn't go back to where I was, because.
What was the name of the band you had in Cleveland?
Oh, that wasn't our name, but just a record, just a neighborhood. Just a neighborhood. You know, orchestra. I've done pretty good, though. Let me get this junk out of
here.
I call it junk.
Name these people now, left to right.
Oh, well. Now, he was the leader.
What was his name?
His name was Frank Jerky. It's G-Y-R-G-Y-U-R.
me spell your J-U-R-Y-K-E. There it is.
J-U-R-Y-K-E.
Yeah, now he wanted me to play. And another man wanted me to play, because everybody wanted me to. I played like a gypsy, did see? And he...
And this is you.
That was me.
That's
John
Slater.
And this is, I don't know his...
Cymbalum player.
He was, now his last name was Levok, like, here it is.
L-E-V-A-K.
Levok, and Mr. Hudak. Now see, I didn't know the first name. Now this is Julius Fargo. Now he played with us.
Fargo,
Julius, V-A-R-G-O. See, uh-huh. Now they called him Fritz, but his name was Frank.
That's the.
Now he was he.
Julius Vargo is the saxophone.
He was.
Yeah.
He's from Latrobe, Pennsylvania. Then he got a job in the coal mine during the coal. You know, during the war. And he also went to service.
And the man on the right with the violin.
He was a viola player, and he also done beautiful varnishing. Oh, he, beautiful.
What was his name?
His name was Hudak. H-U-D.
That's on the far right.
Yeah, that's him. But I didn't, I don't know his first name. But see, I just called him Mr. Levok.
Was everybody Hungarian?
Yeah, they all spoke Hungarian. But see, now he never could tune that thing. Every time we played, he could not tune that thing. He would be out of tune. Now he had the same trouble. But I saw all the trouble on it. Now this gives now. Hey, there's a lot of pressure on there. Now there's 35 tones on there.
Yeah.
Now see, I eliminated the fourth string. Hey, there's enough pressure on it without putting another one. And I also eliminated. Now see, you've got 16 bridges on the right side, and you've got 10 over here, and you've got 8 on that side for the bass.
Uh-huh.
But now. You got a line each, you can see the bridge isn't right, see? But I'm, next one I build, I'm going to eliminate this thing. I'm going to put a guitar fret. I'm going to put a guitar fret in the bridge. I've got all kinds of frets. And I'm going to make every fret individual. If I want to move it, either way. But the secret is getting in. Three tones in tone, see?
Mm-hmm.
It took me, how many years for
it? It took you almost a year.
No, I mean all the time I couldn't get the right tones.
Oh, that's right.
Now this man, he had trouble. We got Fritz's pictures in there. It's in a van with his Delsham. When I had my open heart surgery, I come out of the Cleveland Clinic, hey, I just got operated on. I come to his house, and I took all the measurements, not this one.
Off of one in Cleveland.
And I tried to make one. You cannot do it. You got to make it accordingly. You know what I mean? I cannot use his plan, because he's got a corner. He's got sharp corners over here. I eliminated that. Took care. That's hard. And I got all the wood. This boy got a sawmill out there. He makes beautiful swings. Y'all see what a craftsman he is. Ooh, he's out there working now. And okay, that's the two daughters when they were young. This one's got her doctor's degree, and this one she's in the secondary. I've done pretty good. Now they said Loretta Lynn.
Yeah.
I'm proud to be a coal miner's daughter. Hey, these girls should be, because I'll tell you, I work 2 days a week to put them through college. Hell, sir.
Well, I was
but
a
you know,
during,
while we were in Cleveland, though, I made enough money up there on dance job to pay our groceries.
To buy groceries.
Wasn't much, but I tell you, we paid every Sunday, but they wouldn't give you so much, and that's all. Down here, hey, they would tip you, you know, but not up there. Oh, hey, the city people are different, I'm telling you. You made $10, you was lucky. But see, it was non-union. But see, now we got to pay according to scale. You must
when you go out now, you must make, I think the scale now is 20. Hey! I'll see you in a little bit. You must make $25.
Where's your mother at, Gary?
You must make $25 for 3 hours.
She didn't come back because I was here.
Nah, don't get all. Now, she didn't do that.
Huh?
But I tell you, another job, tough job, is putting that pedal on. Now, see, Joey never did have a pedal on. The old ones he had. His old ones up in the garbage dump. They were, like I said, the man that built this to begin with, he used the sugar maple. And you cannot build that out of sugar maple. And that was my trouble all these years. So I start fooling around with pianos, you know.
And you've got steel in this one.
I got one tone bar in there. It's the original dulcimer that they made, I call it dulcimer, he called it seamless, it don't mean no difference. Now, this is a head. You got a head here and a head here. And inside this corpus, there's a steel made out of it's cast. It's made like off pencil. It's made like this, and it's got an arm here and an arm here. So that takes the pressure on, yeah. See? But yeah. I put one only in my 1¼. But let me tell you, I went to Cleveland and I bought that. I paid $27 just for that piece of carbon that goes through there. But that gives it a tone, see? You gotta have a tone bar in there. That's what makes it heavy. Now here's the job. Putting these down through here and putting all these string reducers. Now you have to know where to put these, see? Because if you put it here, you'll never get those notes up there. They gotta be, that's what I say, you gotta make it accordingly. Uh-huh. His plans in Cleveland wouldn't, I tried it, I couldn't get the tones. Now see this one, this represents G to D. Okay, C and a G. If this is C and this isn't G, it ain't gonna be no good. You gotta get them tones. All right, up here you got, this represents two tones, these represents 1, 2, 3.
So the bridges have to be perfect.
And, well, you have to know how to make them, how to set them. Hey, you don't learn this stuff in no pay. I've been how many years? Well, since 19. When did I work Barnesville Shack?
1940.
I wasn't in there. I never played in then. I started making the single room in
1943.
Yeah, after we come back from Cleveland, I didn't make no single room in Cleveland.
Oh, you didn't make